What effect do you think this will have on public transport? Will people say, will Auckland's ratepayers say, yeah, Len's right, we do need a light rail loop, we need what he was talking about giving us, or will they say, no, this council's not up to organising this? Does this convince people of the need for rail, or does it dissuade them?
Well, look, I think it I don't actually think, as some people have been saying, this is a vote of no confidence in Len and the council. I think the reason on the waterfront the government's moved to use the phrase take over, is just that it was a bit lunacy, really, to have the council running two of the wharfs and the government running a third wharf. In hindsight, you always wanted probably just one person, one entity in charge, because with the best management and will in the world, things will fall through the cracks. With the trains, I think the CBD rail loop, let's be very clear, it was never going to be built in time for Eden Park, absolutely not. So it's not that that would have made the difference. But I think there is certainly a case that being able to have a two-way rather than a one-way system in the city has value to it.
Yeah, I think part of the problem was that they placed too much reliance on the train system and didn't explain to people that there were other ways of getting to the ground. And what I've heard stories about the fact that people basically were able to, from Britomart more or less, or nearabouts, able to jump in a taxi and get to the game in 10 minutes.
Yeah, they were.
Whereas people were sort of in trains for 3 or 4 hours.
These were, you know, you talk about split responsibility, meaning things fall through the cracks, David, but these were big cracks. Mm. Did no one see them gaping? You've got to ask that.
Oh, there's certainly some responsibility that has to be allocated for some of the stuff. Like, I mean, just people being stuck on a train for 2 hours and not being told what's happening is absolutely inexcusable. Some of the other stuff, yeah, hindsight is a wonderful one. And, you know, I think we're going to have an interesting post-mortem on what happened. But this is probably never going to be as big an event again, because the consensus is that the Rugby World Cup will never come back to New Zealand because we're actually too small a country financially to make it worthwhile.
Yeah, and it's hard to imagine another event that would match the Rugby World Cup that Auckland would host in the foreseeable future. So, and potentially, maybe if something does come in 20 years' time, maybe by then, fingers crossed, we've actually got the rail circuit and a few other things sorted out. So I think that I don't think in the rest of the World Cup we're going to see problems again of this magnitude.
So maybe that final could be interesting.
Yeah,
does Len Brown brush this off, or do we have some kind of vision of a lame duck mayoralty for a while now?
David, you can go first.
I think it's unfortunate that Len wasn't communicated to about the government's decisions, and I think the Prime Minister's acknowledged that. I don't think it does make him lame duck. I don't think anyone wants the government and the council being at war with each other on that. They have to work together. And while there is some ultimate accountability, both, you know, with Murray McCulley and with Len Brown, I think most people are reasonably fair-minded. And at the end of the day, they're not going to hold them personally liable for some of what's happened. What they do want their politicians to do is to say, we take responsibility, we take accountability, and we're committed to fixing it. We're not perfect.